Governor Abbott is pushing candidates of all parties and nonpartisan races to sign what he calls a Back the Blue pledge, and signing a candidate saying they will, if elected, oppose efforts to defund or dismantle police departments. It's a good election political stunt, but it won't make any difference because the leftist Democrats are no longer hiding their opposition to law and order. The best thing Governor Abbott could do for Texas police at the moment is to rescind his dictatorial extra-legal decrees that put police in the middle of whether there is one more person in a room than allowed or who is not wearing a worthless face diaper. Actually, living the rule of law as opposed to the seizure of power and steadfast refusal to let the legislature meet to overrule that power grab is the best thing Abbott could do to honor those who serve us by enforcing our legitimate laws. Meanwhile, a leftist activist federal judge in San Antonio is at it again. This time, Clinton appointee Orlando Garcia is acting in the Abbott vein by issuing orders that rewrite how Texas handles mail-in ballots. Garcia's decree is obviously part of the nationwide movement to delay a clear election result on November 3rd by making sure that the ballot count lasts 4 weeks. As Americans and Texans, we should not grant legitimacy to judges who write law from the bench to achieve political or cultural goals, as that's the job for elected legislators. That applies to governors as well, who grab power and refuse to let the check and balance of the legislature work. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.